We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, esteemed viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television on our programs that can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 16 on Parabolica Bellavista, and channel 44 on Via Vision de Via Mayor. In Paraguay, in Vallemi, channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa de la Guare, channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Core, channel 27 on Core Video Cable, in Santani, Tapiraquai, channel 30, and in Orqueta, channel 32 on Damoa SA. In Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV, in Mingaguazu, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and environs on CiatSat, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV, and Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Khof Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV, in Irtenet City, Channel Z26 on Ulha Tinga Cable TV, and Channel 50 on Himon Cable TV. In Swatter, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Minimongor. In Dar'an-U Province, Channel 8 on Dar'an Broadcasting System. In Ulha, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Khotul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gundarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan U Cable, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom, in Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV, in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV, and Channel 108 on Sinho Cable TV, Yongjialo Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 107 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingchun Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 107 on Tung Tai Cable TV. In Jia'i County, Channel 97 on Goshung Cable TV. And in Jia'i City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company.
Thank you.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming in Windows, smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Finland takes decisive steps to become smoke-free. In science news, an innovative device is being developed in the USA to help with human tissue construction and repair. In humanitarian news, Her Majesty Queen Rania of Jordan expresses her care for children. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 12, Father Joseph Rosinski, a much-respected human rights activist, was born in 1917 in Angers, France. Father Rosinski, ordained as a priest in 1946, devoted his life to those in need. With their help, he established the Help for All Distressed, ATD, which later became known as ATD, Fourth World Movement. It's an international organization dedicated to building a more prosperous life for all. On October 17, 1987, Father Rosinski, with over 100,000 people attending, unveiled a commemorative marble stone in the Trocadero Human Rights Plaza in Paris. It was in honor of disadvantaged sector of society. In 1991, the United Nations declared October 17th International Day for the Eradication of Poverty. McCarran individuals like Father Joseph Rosinski helped to bring about a future in which all can live with plentitude and dignity.
Fly-in news, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from Haiti. A month has crawled by as efforts to rebuild the nation continue after hundreds of thousands succumbed to the severe 7.0 magnitude quake on January 12th. Yet hope continues for over a million Haitians still in search for the necessary shelter, food, and water to survive another day. Supreme Master Television reports on the situation from Port-au-Prince, Haiti.
In Haiti, we need help now.
We don't have any parents.
In the aftermath of the earthquake, everyone here is looking around, trying to rescue everything they can, and with what is left, rebuild their lives. They're picking up doors and metals and anything of wood or scrap that they can put together and selling it on the market so they can make a little bit of money to make the ends meet and to get some clean water and food and the basic essential. The people of Haiti are very resourceful, they're very creative, they have a lot of courage, and they have an immense life spirit that allows them to go around and continue and just survive, no matter what, no matter what the circumstances.
Sending her heartfelt care to the vulnerable in Haiti, Supreme Master Qinghai had donated an initial $60,000, asking that our association members, especially those in the medical fields, go to offer their professional services. Realizing the vulnerability of the homeless quake victims, she recently requested that our association members purchase and distribute easy-to-use tents, preferably with a screen, to keep out mosquitoes, to provide more adequate shelter. Combined with a steady outpour of donations from our global association members, the total contributions now total over $271,000, which could obtain $9.7 million in aid in the United States based on Haiti's cost of living. With most covering their own travel expenses, our association members continue to arrive from various nations to offer medical, nursing, translation, and other services.
The nation is still lacking healthcare personnel, especially English-speaking doctors and nurses. Our association's relief team has been working from the major Adventist Hospital, one of the few stable facilities in the region, joining with other aid groups in providing much-needed medical attention, such as surgical, nursing, and dental care. Meanwhile, there is also a growing need for food.
They just told me that since the earthquake, they haven't received any help or any food or any water. Not even drinkable water. They're sleeping over there, kind of under the stars, and they're trying to scavenge to get some food from the markets, whoever can give them some food. And these are a lot of kids that are here, you know, left to their own.
The Maison Notre-Dame de Lourdes orphanage, which assists mothers who are ill and their children, had expressed concern that their lack of nourishing provisions would cause people to return to the streets. Hearing of this, our association's relief team was able to provide an initial two-week supply of rice, beans, sugar, oil, salt, spaghetti, tomatoes, pasta, flour, corn, and fresh vegetables. The relief team also went to another orphanage in Port-au-Prince, where they delivered similar food supplies. Meanwhile, our association's cooking team, working from the Adventist Hospital, has continued preparing thousands of wholesome vegan meals every day for patients, staff and quake victims. Relief recipients and fellow aid workers alike have expressed their deep thanks for Supreme Master Qinghai's loving assistance, as in the following excerpt from the website of the US-based Park Ridge Hospital Group.
We've got an amazing disaster relief team feeding over 3,000 meals a day to the patients, families, and staff here at the hospital. They have come together from around the world and often participate in relief work. They are known as the Supreme Master Qinghai Disaster Relief Team. They are all 100% vegan, so the food has been great and I don't have to wonder what I'm eating.
Appreciation goes to all nations, organizations, and persons working to assist the Haitian people. We also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her wholehearted support of the vulnerable, as well as our association's relief team for their dedicated endeavors. Our prayers for the smooth recuperation of the Haitian people and that such disastrous circumstances are eased through our gentler stewardship of the ecosphere.
Avalanche and snows continue in India and Pakistan. Following frigid cold in the month of January, snowfall and rain have resulted in avalanches and landslides in Jammu and Kashmir state of India, where 20 people have perished in the past days, 17 being soldiers who succumbed in an avalanche during a training exercise. At least 9 other fatalities occurred in neighboring Pakistan, which was hit by heavy snows and rain. In the northwest frontier province, roads have been damaged, a bridge was washed away in a flash flood, and power lines have also been taken out by the intense weather.
Upon knowing of the severe cold and lives lost in the shared border regions of India and Pakistan in early and mid-January 2010, Supreme Master Qinghai had asked that our association members go, if possible, to help those in need. Conveying her heartfelt condolences and prayers, she said that funds would be available if necessary.
It saddens us to know of the lives lost in these incidents. Wishing all the affected Indian and Pakistani people a soon recovery of their productive daily lives as we pray for greater stability through our more considerate care of the earth.
Historic heat wave turns deadly in Brazil. Noted as the nation's worst heat wave in the past 50 years, temperatures rose to dangerous heights this month, reaching 46.3 degrees Celsius in Rio de Janeiro on Tuesday, February 9th, which the World Meteorological Organization marked as the second hottest place on Earth that day. With humidity intensifying the heat effects, 32 elderly residents in the more southerly city of Santos succumbed within 2 days. Meanwhile, doctors are recommending cool showers and abundant liquids to avoid dehydration. We pray for the well-being of all Brazilians and send our sympathies to those who lost loved ones. May this and similarly extreme events be minimized as we work to restore our planet's fragile balance.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
South Africans surrender 10,000 firearms. As part of a current amnesty program, South African citizens are voluntarily relinquishing weapons to promote community safety. On Monday, February 8th, more than 10,000 firearms were destroyed in commemorative ceremony. One person interviewed said that having a gun gives a false sense of security and that he actually would feel safer without it. Bravo, South Africans, for your actions of peace, as we thank the government for its clemency. May all gracious citizens of your nation coexist in an atmosphere of harmonious safety that stems from true brotherly love.
Bacterium in raw shellfish takes 2 lives. A coroner's inquiry into the deaths of 2 Singapore women determined the cause to be Vibrio parahemolyticus, a bacterium found in raw shellfish. Although the women reportedly consumed cooked products, the pathogen was thought to be transmitted through utensils or contaminated cooking surfaces. More than 150 people who ate at the same establishment fell ill with food poisoning, while the two women succumbed to multiple organ failure. We are saddened to learn of the lives lost and suffering of the afflicted. May such devastating food-related illnesses soon become a thing of the past as people everywhere welcome the hygienic and life-saving plant-based fare.
Veg diet helps prevent heart attacks. A new study published in the peer-reviewed American Journal of Cardiology has revealed that a low-fat, plant-based diet plus moderate exercise and stress management can significantly improve heart health. Such a combination was found to strengthen the endothelium, or the lining of the arteries, which are important for preventing heart attacks. The study was conducted by U.S. physician Dr. Dean Ornish, who has shown through other research the favorable effects of the plant-based diet in preventing and even reversing coronary disease. Dr. Ornish and the American Journal of Cardiology, our thanks for this scientific study that reveals yet another benefit of the animal-free lifestyle. Wishing people worldwide the enjoyment of good health through the humane and nutritious vegan diet.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production.
Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile.
Diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock, some of the costs of meat eating.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming, plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption: cowpox from milking cows, bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat lead to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease, linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis, classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.supremastertv.com/killers.
Boy saves home and animal companions. Thanks to a recent fire safety class, 12-year-old Ryan Umphress of Arizona, USA, was able to save his home, two dogs, and a guinea pig after a fire started in the laundry room. Ryan was preparing for school after his parents had left for work when he heard the smoke detector go off and found the dryer on fire. He immediately closed the laundry room door, retrieved his animal companions, escaped from the house, and called emergency services. The firefighters who arrived and put out the blaze credited Ryan's swift actions for containing the fire. Avondale Fire Rescue spokesperson Art Snapp said if he hadn't done that, it would have extended to the house very quickly. Our admiring salute, Ryan, for your quick thinking and brave composure that saved your home and beloved animal friends. Heaven bless you and your family with many celebrations of life and warm companionship together.
Save our planet. Vanishing topsoil foreshadows impending food crisis. A study presented by Professor John Crawford at the recent Carbon Farming Conference held in New South Wales, Australia, focused on the dangerous loss of topsoil throughout the world. Some 75 billion tons are being eroded annually through a combination of agricultural mismanagement and climate change effects, with livestock grazing also causing significant losses.
In the United States alone, 54% of pasture land is overgrazed, with more than 100 tons of topsoil being lost per hectare per year. At the current rates, experts say that recent events, such as the major dust storms in Australia, will become more and more frequent, with a vanishing of the resource within decades. Saying that restorative actions are needed now, Professor Crawford recommended a combination of practices, including organic farming methods, to help rebuild and replace carbon in the soil.
Dr. Crawford and associates, we are grateful for your research that highlights the value of this imperiled natural resource. May such information motivate more and more people to adopt lifestyles that protect the earth for ourselves and future generations.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, who frequently reminds of humanity's crucial role in environmental conservation, spoke of the benefits of organic vegan farming during an interview for the September 2009 edition of The House magazine.
There are so many benefits from organic vegan farming, as well as many benefiting parties. First, for the farmers, organic vegan farming is productive, saving 37% more energy and even more water than conventional farming methods. Next, there are environmental benefits, like the topsoil stays and proves better as withstanding floods and hurricanes. Furthermore, organic vegan farming will halt the runoff of chemical fertilizers that have created monstrous dead zones in the ocean. Organic soil matter also absorbs CO2 so effectively that the Rhode Island Institute calls organic vegan farming a powerful strategy to reduce global warming by up to 40% of all CO2 emissions now in the atmosphere. Finally, see, we all benefit from better health because it's free of toxins and abundant in nutrients without the genetic modification and cancer-causing pesticides.
Save our planet. Coinciding with the Year of the Tiger, World Wildlife Fund India launches a campaign aided by advocate groups and celebrities that highlights the need for increased protection of the majestic national animal, whose numbers have dropped to just 3,200 across the globe.
Save our planet. Iran presents an electric model of the Samand car, which can reach speeds of 140 kilometers per hour and recharge within 15 minutes.
Save our planet. 14 Dutch NGOs, including Greenpeace Netherlands and Oxfam Novib, call on lawmakers to implement a food tax that would help reduce greenhouse gases through decreased consumption of meat, dairy, and eggs.
Save our planet. Along with increased forest fires, a 50% decline in hydropower-generated energy, and millions who are without drinking water, China's Yunnan province also anticipates a 40% decline in summer grain harvests as the region endures its worst drought in 60 years.
Hi, I'm Croaky, the vegan frog. For safety, please be sure that all your emergency phone numbers, such as the fire department, police, and hospital, are easy to find. You can write them on a small card and tape near your telephone. That way, you will always know just where to look if needed. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Here's the weather around our beautiful globe.
good governance news. Finland takes strong measures to be smoke-free. Finland has banned the displaying of cigarettes in stores. In addition, smoking is prohibited in cars with passengers under 18 years of age. Over the next 3 years, tobacco vending machines will be phased out. Within the coming 30 years, the nation hopes that the debilitating addiction will no longer exist. Bravo, Finland, for taking decisive steps to protect the well-being of your citizens. May humanity embrace only life-enhancing habits for a luminous future for all.
In science news, a new machine that prints human tissue is developed in the United States. A collaboration between the US and Australia-based Invitec and US-based OrganOvo has produced this device. It will be provided to organizations conducting research into human tissue construction and repair and organ replacement. In the future, it may enable surgeons to have tissues available on demand for a variety of uses, including building human organs cell by cell. Our appreciation, Invitec, OrganOvo, and all researchers involved for this innovation in regenerative medicine. May many people worldwide benefit from your promising advancements.
Up next on Noteworthy News, Her Majesty Queen Rania of Jordan visits a center that has provided care to 280 children in need. We'll take a moment to enjoy the lush green plants. Be right back. Stay tuned for more gladdening news on Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Noteworthy News, hopeful news for a contented world. In humanitarian news, Her Majesty Queen Rania of Jordan expresses her concern for children. Her Majesty visited the Child Safety Center Dar al-Aman in Amman, which is linked to the Jordan River Foundation. Since its founding 10 years ago, the center has offered a supportive living environment, counseling, education, and medical services to 280 youngsters in need. Her Majesty thanked the staff for their care of the residents and also highlighted the importance of more individuals becoming qualified in the area of youth protection. Our heartfelt gratitude, Your Majesty Queen Rania, for your devotion to our young citizens. May all children have the opportunity to grow surrounded by love and happiness.
Time to share some laughter with a joke told in Polish entitled School Play.
Ojciec zabierał Bartka ze szkoły na wizytę u dentysty. Wiedząc, że w tym dniu ogłoszono, kto dostał rolę w szkolnym przedstawieniu, zapytał syna, czy otrzymał jakąś rolę. Bartek entuzjastycznie powiedział: Gram rolę mężczyzny, który jest żonaty od 20 lat. To świetnie, synku, staraj się tak dalej, a w mgnieniu oka dostaniesz rolę mówiącą.
And now for our viewers' heartline on an urgent message from Supreme Master Ching Hai, presented at Let's Make the Change, Protect the Environment Climate Change Conference in Veracruz, Mexico, on June 4th, 2009.
If global warming continues, there will be more methane released from the Arctic. We all should go back to a natural and healthy life and enjoy more vegetable food and fruits. Time is running out. We have to act now. Special greetings to Supreme Master Ching Hai. You're a great person. Hans from Mexico.
Earth-loving Hans, thank you for expressing your concern. For certain, we have to stop global warming right now. Our main hope is certainly more fruits and vegetables, the vegan lifestyle. Please do everything you can to share this news with all. Everything that is helpful for you can be downloaded from www.supremastertv.com/SOS. Free of charge. With Godspeed to you and all your warm-hearted Mexican co-citizens.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May heaven's joyous melodies soothe your heart and uplift your spirit.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Delegations from Morocco and Polisario Front Independence Movement meet for a second round of informal talks to resolve the Western Sahara Territory and bring peace to the region.
U.S. Department spokesperson P.J. Crowley announces the U.S. is willing to work with other countries to offer Iran nuclear isotopes for medical use.
Somali community leaders raise funds to supply some 51,000 war victim residents with much-needed drinking water and are continuing the fundraising in hopes of providing for additional needs like food and medicine.
A group of Italian politicians have put forward a bill to ban not only the slaughter of horses, but also the sale and consumption of horse meat to respect the dignity of these wonderful animals.
Kuwaiti Prime Minister Sheikh Nasser al-Mohammed al-Ahmed al-Sabah and his Bangladeshi counterpart Sheikh Hasina Wajid signed several cooperation agreements in the fields of culture, economy and tourism.
4 months after renouncing violence, the Irish National Liberation Army of Northern Ireland, United Kingdom, announces the disposal of all weapons and pledges to work through diplomatic means.
German essayist and poet Hans Magnus Enzensberger, known for his refreshingly candid views, is honored with Denmark's most prestigious literary award, the Sonning Prize.
Based on a link between mechanically tenderized meats and numerous occurrences of E. coli, a food safety group urges the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to inform the public with warning labels on meat packaging.
Sensing what soon became a 6.5 magnitude quake in Northern California, USA, Sophie the canine leaped up and ran to go find her human companion, Jessica Riekeldefer, ultimately escorting her safely down the stairs and out of the building.
Prime Minister Saeed Yusuf Raza Gilani announces Pakistan to be a peace-loving country which does not seek to be engaged in an arms race and wishes to promote harmonious neighborly relations.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWM.